Sadie, a 10-year-old black lab mix, escaped her fenced yard in Charleston and ran onto the ice on Monday, February 29th. The man fostering Sadie, Dustin Lewis, who's known as Lou, said a neighbor called him and said the dog was out. Lou thinks someone opened the gate.
The gate had been opened. Really don't know how. Got a secure gate. I searched for her, couldn't find her. And then the next day, I saw her out on the ice. And so I went down there with my dog, and we tried calling for her, but she wasn't having any of it.
Lou lives right across the street from Deer Creek. He says he was fostering Sadie for his cousin, who came over with a canoe. They went out on the water to try to get her. Kathy Baruch, the executive director for Paws for Life, said Lou and his relatives tried everything possible to help Sadie.
He and his cousin were out there for hours trying to figure out how to lead her off of the ice, and they found a spot where she could actually jump right off onto the shore. And he put food out there, and it was gone. But she just didn't want to come back. So she was being fed, but she wasn't obviously being fed as much as normal when she was running from one end of the reservoir to the other.
Lou said it was time to call the experts.
She wouldn't come to us, and so after a few failed attempts with that, the authorities got involved.
One authority was Don Larson, the manager of Deer Creek State Park. She went out on the water Thursday to save Sadie.
I grabbed a canoe, and I paddled out in the open water, and then once I got to the ice, I kind of scooted the canoe across the ice, and then I got to the dog, and I had a can of cat food, and I tried to offer it to the dog. I kept calling the dog. I sat on the ice for a while trying to get the dog to come to me, and the dog just kept running away the closer I got.
Larson said she sat on the ice for about 3 hours trying to get Sadie to come, but to no avail. When she got off the reservoir that night, dispatch called and told her some citizens were planning their own rescue.
I knew how scary and dangerous the ice was, so I knew we had to do something else, a different approach to save the dog. So I called one of the rangers from Jordanelle State Park, and he had a contact in Utah County. So he called Utah County, and they decided they would bring up their airboat.
Larson said the human factor played a part in her decision to bring in extra support to save Sadie.
Got away the risk-reward factor on it, and with people saying they were going to go out, I was afraid that there was going to be a human search and rescue if we didn't get that dog off the ice immediately.
Plus, Sadie's plight provided a silver lining for the state park staff.
For us, it's actually really good training to go out and rescue the dog, because we don't get a lot of ice rescues. So anytime we can actually go out on the ice in our ice suits and practice in real-life situations, it really is helpful to us training-wise.
Baruch with Paws for Life says there's a chance Sadie will be at an adopt-a-thon this Saturday. It's at Petco in Heber City from 11 in the morning to 3 in the afternoon. Baruch says Sadie may be up for adoption along with several other dogs. I'm Renee Bodley, KPCW News.